JJ Piccolo, and he's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. Good morning, JJ. Great to have you on the show. Look, from the last time we talked to you to now, of course, unfortunately, a lot has changed with the standings and where the wild card situation sits. From the eyes of a GM, what are you seeing from this team that unfortunately is sitting on a 7-game losing streak?
Well, clearly, it's a disappointing week. I mean, it's seven games in a row that we dropped, and you know, there's nothing we can do about it at this point other than move forward. We've put ourselves in a great spot to finish up the season, and we have a great chance of getting the playoffs. And if we dwell on what happened the last 7 days, then we're not going to be able to pick up and move forward tonight. But I know the guys are in the right frame of mind, and you know, that's all I'm focused on right now. We can't talk too much about what we didn't do. We need to talk about what we're going to do in the coming week.
When we talk about stuff like this, leadership typically comes up, JJ, because you know, Q is talking about, look, it's hard not to be a bit down when you're in the middle of that streak. How do you, you know, what's your role in this? Do you leave it to the players? How does everyone handle this stuff? Or do you just try to be like, well, today's a different day. Here's who's on the mound. Take a look at the scouting report. Do you ignore it in some ways? Or do you need people to step up as leaders in this moment?
Yeah, you can't overreact to it. I mean, I lead in a certain way. Q leads in a certain way. The players lead in a certain way. And, you know, the reason why we're in this spot is because we've how we've led throughout the season. And we know that there's ups and downs throughout the year. You know, so we're not going to change what we're doing. There's no sense of panic. There's a reason why we're in this spot. We're proud that we're in this spot. We just got to play a good baseball game tonight. It's that simple. And if we go changing our philosophies, our methods, that's a sign of panic. And we're certainly not going to do that.
Is that why you get tempted? So I'd be curious, right? I think fans would ask this question. So that would be like the Tigers call up Job, right? They say, you know, and anything we need the last 6 days to get the win, we got to ensure we get to the postseason. I think some fans had wondered that about like anybody in AAA too. Like, are you willing to let your waters hit for a week, even if they're not postseason eligible, if you think you can win tonight? Do you guys get tempted by that? Or does that kind of fall into that trap you're talking about where making those moves sends a warning flag that like there are bigger problems?
Yeah, I can't think for the Tigers. I know they've used their bullpen quite a bit, and I'm sure that has as much to do with it as anything. But for us, the guys that got us here are here, and that's not to take away from anybody in AAA. We believe in who we have on this roster. We believe they're going to step up, and that's what we've got to do. And if you start making crazy moves last week, you know, there's no guarantee that's going to work either. You know, so you stick with what you know and trust in the players you have. And let's face it, we throughout the week, we were one big hit away from winning a game. You know, that's really what it comes down to. And the outlook looks a little bit different. But we're still, even though tied with Detroit, we're a game up on them because we have the tiebreaker. We're a game up on Minnesota. And that's the positive. We're in the five spot right now. So they're chasing us. We're not chasing them. And that's why we got to keep it real and understand what's in front of us. And it all starts with tonight. That's where it starts with tonight, and you move on.
That mentality, do you sense being around the guys on now what is this final road trip of the regular season? Do you sense that is the mentality from guys like Bobby and other leaders on this team that, you know, they are still in a playoff spot? You guys are still in a playoff spot right this second.
Yeah, they've been really good. I mean, of course, they're down after a loss, and you start thinking about what could have been. But that off day yesterday, I think, is very beneficial because you can regroup and reassess and say, okay, what do we need to do? We've got the right people in that clubhouse. And, you know, there's some youth in there, but there's also some veteran presence. And I think this is where it really pays off because they've been through these things. We've got three guys in that clubhouse right now, and Robbie Grossman, Will Smith, and Chris Stratton, that were on the exact same ride last year, but they were coming from behind when they were with Texas. They managed to get in and they ran the playoffs. So you got guys that went through this and experienced it very recently. So that's nothing but a benefit for us and how it's going to affect how our guys come into the clubhouse today and play tonight.
How do you think it sets up? Like we said, I feel like tonight is essentially the start of the playoffs as I view it, JJ. Like this is a playoff game. It should have a similar intensity to a playoff game if you are a Royals player. Do you think that that's the right mentality to go into a regular season game this late in the year?
Well, I mean, it goes against what we've been saying all year, just one game at a time. It's about today, but we know there's six games left. And if you win two out of three or sweep a series, you certainly are going to put yourself in a much better spot. So that's one way to look at it. It's two, three game sets that if we win those three-game sets, that you're going to certainly be in a great position come Sunday night. But if you don't, you're not eliminated. So, you know, we don't like scoreboard watching, but obviously, you know, you do that this time of year. We've gotten a lot of help. There's a lot of teams right now not playing great baseball, whether it's Minnesota, whether it's Baltimore, whether it's us. You know, so we've been fortunate that we're still in this spot. But if you want to look at it like it's three-game sets and we got to win them, you know, it's one way to look at it. But again, it goes against what we've said all year long, and that's just to take care of today. And if we get help somewhere else, you know, you may not have to win the series, but we want to win them. You know, we control our destiny. We want to win these series and do what we can. So that's the reality of where we are with six games left. Every one of them counts the same, but now we're getting towards the ultimate, the end of the season. So it is a little bit more glaring.
Harder.
You know, you got to look at it a little bit differently, but we don't want guys to focus on the next 3 days or the next 6 days. They need to be 100% focused on tonight, and that's how you take care of business.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, JJ Piccolo, here on 96.5 The Fan. We know right now for the next six, though, a couple weeks ago we talked to you about just maybe the way the rotation would play out depending on where you were playoff positioning-wise and going into the final series or two of the season. We know Reagans is on the bump tonight. I don't believe you guys have officially announced tomorrow. Lorenzen had that simulated game the other day. Is the thought that that's a spot tomorrow where he could slide in?
Yeah, there's a chance we're going to do that. We got to see. He's going to go through a throwing program today just to make sure he's okay. So there's a chance he may start that game. He's not stretched out to 75, 80 pitches. So we have other guys, though, whether it's Alec Marsh or Daniel Lynch, that are stretched out, and we can cover the seven innings we need to if Michael feels good going through his workouts today.
Talk to me about Daniel Lynch a little bit. I think for a long time it was Daniel Lynch the starter. Even in the minors this year, it was Daniel Lynch the starter. But we talked about it maybe 2 weeks ago, but it's only gone better for Daniel Lynch since then, JJ. What have you seen out of him in the last 2 weeks? Because he's been a massive force for you guys in the bullpen.
He's been outstanding. You know, the biggest thing, you know, from my perspective, he's just on the attack. I mean, he's going after hitters. Whether it's the reliever mentality or not, I don't really know. I can't get into the mind of Daniel Lynch, but I know that the way he's going after hitters, using his fastball, using his off-speed pitches, he's not trying to make pitches. He's trying to just be in the zone, get ahead of hitters, put hitters away when he gets to two strikes, and that's a great recipe for success, and he's done it extremely well over the last several weeks. So it's been a boost. I mean, it really has. With some guys getting hurt, you know, you need guys to step up. Daniel stepped up, and others have stepped up, and that's been a great thing. And that's why we've said all along, you got to have depth in the roster. And fortunately, we've had depth on the pitching side that we can, you know, replace a Will Smith or a Chris Stratton, Lorenzen going down. You know, we've had guys step up and do what they need to do to allow us to be in the spot we're in.
We'd asked about the offense earlier, and I think it's been about 3 weeks since we checked in. How is the healing going for Vinny?
You know what? He's pushing hard. He's had a scan yesterday. I've not gotten the results. It'll tell us a little bit more about where he's at in his healing process. We got to keep in mind it's a broken bone, and he's not going to be able to play if that bone's not healing in a fashion that's satisfactory to start swinging. So hopefully that scan was good, and he can take the next step. But he's still a little bit away from being able to really compete at a high level or in a game.
JJ Piccolo, the general manager of the Kansas City Royals. Appreciate it, JJ, and hope to have you on next week. That would mean good things for the Royals and good things for Kansas City.
Well, I look forward to it, and I appreciate everything this whole season. So thank you, and let's talk a couple more times.